It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Okay, well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for the Voices of Courage show. And today, our show is called The Courage to Embrace the Energetic Codes of Wellness. You're going to want to watch this show. This is going to be amazing. I have two guests on this show today, Dr. Sue Mortar and Sam Leibowitz. Both of them will be addressing health from an alternative point of view, which includes healing on many different levels, including mental, emotional, physical, energetic, and spiritual levels. So if you're a person right now that is sitting there and you have any kind of issues with your body, maybe it's a mindset thing, you're low energy, stay tuned. This is going to be an amazing show. Okay, I want to tell you why I got so passionate about doing this show. So what happened to me in the end of 2017, I was on a ski slope with my grandson in Mammoth. And it was the end of the day, and we were coming down a bunny slope. We've been skiing black diamonds all day. We're coming down a bunny slope, and all of a sudden, what happens? My skis go out from underneath me. Now, I had tightened down my bindings very tight so that my I wouldn't pull out of my skis going down the black diamonds. So they didn't come out. And what happened is my knee went in the air and flip-flopped back and forth, and it messed my right knee up really bad. I tore my medial meniscus. I tore my, I had a bone fracture. I tore my ACL. I tore my MCL. And I basically was done for. They took me down on a cart and put me in the hospital. They x-rayed the knee. They found out that the doctor came out and said, you got about a 10% chance of not having surgery. And so I drove home with a big cast on my leg and got there and did an MRI with the next doctor at Scripps. And they said, Ken, you know, you might have a 30% chance of not having surgery. And I thought, you know, I've been practicing energy medicine. I've been practicing using the mind-body techniques for years. I'm not afraid to have surgery. I would have done the surgery, but I thought, let me give it some time. So I went and I started visualizing this body to heal. I started affirming this body is full of light, full of love, full of presence, power. And then I started to meditate on what it's going to take for this body to heal on its own without the surgery. What came to me was I needed to do some release work. So I went in, I have an exercise, and I have a book that's on my website, by the way, kendfoster.com, and I give it to you for free. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve. I used that book specifically to clear anything energetically that was going on within me. And then I went to physical therapy because I believe in doing what the doctor says and doing what it takes. But then I went and I talked to my wife, and she had this healer that had helped her heal her stomach issues that were chronic. She had seen many MDs, many alternative practitioners, wouldn't heal. Then she found Sharon Edmondson. Sharon is a Bowen worker, and they disconnect the brain from the pain so the body can heal and a whole bunch more. I saw her. I did some work for her. She gave me a formula to take down the swelling in my knee. Within 3 days, the swelling was completely gone. I had done similar injury on my left leg years earlier, and that took about 2 months for the swelling to go down. Just to give you a comparison, it was half the damage. So I did that protocol, and then I cleared with some Reiki work and feeling the presence of God in my body. And listen, I was back on a bike in 14 days. So why am I telling you this? Well, I'm telling you this because we can heal on all levels. And we can heal if we have the information, if we have the wisdom, if we have the understanding. Now, I'm not propagating don't go to MDs, because I went to an MD, and he's a great guy, And he gave me some great advice, and he followed me through this path of healing. But I want to say there are other ways to heal. And if you know those ways, you can really take your life to a completely new level. You can take your wellness to a new level. So isn't that what it's all about? I think it is. And I hope that you will consider doing that in your own life. Because if you do, your life is going to get better and better and better. All right. I have a guest here sitting in studio with me. I'm so excited to introduce her. She's an international speaker. She is a master of bioenergetic medicine, a national bestseller. Dr. Sue redirects the flow of energy patterns in the body to activate the full human potential. With more than 30 years experience as a doctor and facilitator of groups and individuals interested in natural healing and a better life. Dr. Sue Mortar, welcome to the show. I'm really happy to have you. What did you think about that story?
Oh, fantastic. You know, it's a delight to be here, first of all. Let me say that I so appreciate what you're doing to bring these messages out to people, because we've certainly been raised in a culture that is very externally oriented when it comes to healing. And so for you to initiate the conversation with internal healing methodologies is right up my alley. I've never gone to the doctor and taken an antibiotic or a medication of any kind in order to heal something. I was raised in a natural healthcare environment, so I know all about what it takes for healing to happen in the body. So I'm thrilled that you plugged into this yourself and you found the healer within, which each of us not only possess, it's actually who we are. We are healers. We just don't know it because we haven't been trained to perceive ourselves as such. So
that's right. And I want to, just tapping into that healer within. So when I went to the Bowen worker, Sharon Edmondson, I laid on the table and visualized the energy of healing coming into my body. Same thing with the Reiki work, same thing with the physical therapies. I'm always visualizing. I'm actually not more than visualizing. I'm bringing that energy into the body to heal. I'm bringing life force into the body, and that's what you're all about. So let's jump into the energy codes. You wrote this phenomenal book, The Energy Codes. It's hitting the nation all over the place. We were just talking ahead of time. It's been number one on Amazon, and people are loving it. What's the energy code about?
Sure. Well, you know, it hit number one in the LA Times, and at that point, I realized that people are ready. People are ready to hear how not only that we can heal, but how we can heal. And so what happened for me was I had an amazing, illuminating experience in meditation. And as such, I wanted to return to this exalted state that I achieved in meditation. And I say achieved, although it isn't by doing anything, it's by learning to not do so much that we end up awakening to a greater version of who we are. But in my process of wanting to, as a scientist, figure out how in the world that happened, I wanted to recreate it for myself. And so I turned my life into a living laboratory and discovered how to regenerate that state of consciousness. And in doing so, I started sharing what I was finding and codifying with my patients. And my patients started getting better faster and staying better longer. And it was just a complete revelation that was happening inside of my clinic, which I had been running at that point for nearly 30 years already. And so, or actually for about 20 years at that point. And so it had my attention that people were getting better faster and they were staying better longer in between their visits with me. And I realized that everyone has access. Everyone can learn how to turn on this healer capacity within. We just have certainly not been trained to do that in our culture.
I love that. Okay, well, listen, I got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about how people's lives are changing once they start incorporating the energetic codes into their own lives. So I want to get specifics about that. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. a time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster. I want to thank you for tuning into the Voices of Courage show. And if you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Yes, this show is all about empowering you to take steps within your own self to be able to become the master of your own mind and the master of your life. I want to give a shout out to two of our new affiliates we just picked up. First one is Talk Radio New York City, talkradio.nyc. They're a station dedicated to empowering and uplifting and educating their listeners just like us. Their shows are hosted, most of them, by local New York residents, and they're professionals that cover topics such as healing, business, nonprofits, consciousness, and personal development. Also want to give a quick shout out. We just picked up Biz Talk Radio, so we're now on Biz Talk across the nation. If you don't know who Biz Talk is, go to biztalk.com. Check them out. They've got shows on all kinds of subjects, from business, again, to consciousness, to personal development, and of course, a lot about wealth creation and that type of thing. So they're a great resource also. So we, and just so you, the new ones that are coming into our show, by the way, we're now in 100 countries with our shows. We're on about 120 or so stations across the nation. So things are happening and growing for us. And if you like our show, please come and let people know about it. They can go to voicesofcourage.us to listen to all the replays. And I hope you'll join us and become one of our insiders. All right, Dr. Sue, back to you. Let me ask the question again. How, and let me just reintroduce you. So Dr. Sue Mortar is here today, and she's an international speaker, and she's a master of bioenergetic medicine. So Dr. Sue, how will people's lives change once they start incorporating the principles of the energy codes?
Well, one of the things that happens is we open a trap door between the conscious mind and the subconscious. And we have to realize that all healing happens at the subconscious level. Even though we do visualizing and we bring our consciousness into the body and we allow our awareness to land on the energy that is constantly flowing in, as we were just speaking about earlier, what actually happens when healing happens is at the subconscious level. For instance, we don't have to consciously remember how to heal ourselves after we cut ourselves or break a bone. We don't do that consciously. We don't consciously keep our heart beating or manage our blood calcium levels, etc. It happens at a non-conscious level. However, we can influence it by the conscious mind, and we can influence it directly if the trap door between the conscious and the subconscious is open and flowing freely. But what happens in periods of overwhelm in our lives is this trap door slams shut, and the last message that got through is fight or flight. There's a bear chasing you, you're under attack, you're not safe, etc. That message goes down into the body from the brain, and then the door slams shut behind it, and the last message that got through was emergency. So under those conditions, the body doesn't self-heal. So what we don't realize in the Western world and in so many of the industrialized nations around the world is that healing actually happens from the inside out. It doesn't happen from a medication. It doesn't happen, you know, from chemotherapy for that matter. What happens is that the body gets stimulated to move into a healing mode of function. And sometimes we elicit such radical modalities from the outside in that it forces the body to reevaluate, to update, and to move into kind of calling all the forces full steam ahead for healing to happen. So when healing does happen, it's because the body has gotten the message that that's the number one priority. If healing isn't happening in your body, not just from an injury, but for long-standing disease processes, if healing isn't happening, there's a reason. And the reason is the body is built on a priority basis. The number one priority is survival. So if the body is perceiving that there's something I need to be surviving, it's not going to spend energy healing because the number one priority is survival. So as soon as it gets the message that the bear is gone, that I'm no longer under attack, then it will move to priority number two. And it's only then that that trap door can open up where healing messages between our mind and our body can begin to exchange and we can have an update that allows us to start to move into a healing condition. What I find more often...
I find that bodies, just like minds, it's like if we give them the right environment, they will heal. Would you agree with that statement or not?
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. You know, the whole study of epigenetics is telling us that healing happens because of our environment, period. It's not about our genetic inheritance. It's not about our DNA. It is, even though we are built to heal, we will not heal if our environment is creating a different set of circumstances that we have to respond to. Little antennas on the surface of the cell pick up messages determining whether we're under attack or whether we're safe. And the number one contributor to that environment is the thoughts that you think on a conscious level and a subconscious level, in addition to the foods that you eat and the amount of exercise and rest and those types of lifestyle things. But the culprit is our conscious and our subconscious beliefs and our come from, our whole disposition is that we are not whole and complete and that we need something from the outside in to fix us, to heal us. And it's simply not true.
It's simply not true. And I wanna say, and you know, I you've probably experienced this. I have worked with people that have healed from stage four cancer. People have come in that, like me, with their knees blown out. People that have had just chronic illnesses. And so far, just about every one of them heals if they're willing to do the work. That's the key. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it feels like work to begin with, but it's only like learning to ride a bicycle. It was complex to begin with. Learning to rollerblade, it's a complicated thing to begin with. Learning to surf, it's like you got to function. Learning to play the piano, you got to practice. You got to focus. Learning to play the guitar, all these kinds of things. Learning to drive a car, it was work to begin with. Now you get in your car and you drive across town. You don't even remember getting there. And this is exactly the same. It's a come from, it's a disposition that we have to orient ourselves in. And once we do, the rest is, it's natural. It's the way we were built.
It is the way we were built. I was just making a smoothie this morning and thinking about that exact thought. I was thinking, you know, this is so natural. I wake up and drink these smoothies that years ago I couldn't stand. They were terrible. I want to go eat eggs and bacon and have donuts and, you know. But when I switched over, it's like, no, this, I feel so much more alive, more energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I get it.
All we have to do is begin. All we have to do is begin. Nature completely supports us. We've actually been swimming upstream all of our lives. All we have to do is just learn to float on your back and go for an amazing ride. You just have to work with the laws of nature, work with the cosmic laws.
Well, you know, I started this show because I think people don't need any more information. What they need is wisdom. And which is why I brought you on the show, because I think you have some wisdom. So let me ask you, where do people start? That's a good question. Now, where do they start?
You know, something that is so, the elusive obvious, it is so obvious, people never think of this, but actually one place to start is the way that you breathe. It seems so simple that the mind has a hard time valuing it. But if you breathe in your belly, it elicits a healing response in your body. If you breathe in your upper lobes of your chest, it elicits a defense fight or flight response in your body. So simply learning to breathe in your belly is an amazing way to just start. And you're breathing all day long anyway. It's like you're either helping yourself or you're hurting yourself. Every time somebody says, you know, just take a deep breath before you make that phone call, or take a deep breath before you go into that conference, into that meeting. And if people breathe in their chest, they are actually eliciting a message to their body that says, as soon as you pick up the phone or as soon as you walk into that conference room, you're going to be surrounded by a group of bears, okay? If you take a breath in your upper chest. So take a belly breath, and what happens is the message gets sent to your nervous system that says, you know what? Actually, the coast is clear. We're good to go into creativity and into our genius rather than spending all of our energy on fight or flight, in particular survivorship, protecting ourselves from, you know, the potential dangers that we're actually creating in our holographic reality that consciousness is developing for us instead. So belly breathing is wonderful. There are some other things that I could dive into. You just let me know how much time we have.
Yeah, you know what? I've got to take a break, and we can dive in just a minute. But, you know, the other thing I want to ask you when we come back, too, is, you know, you say that life is a reflection of your energy. I want to know what the heck that means. So when I come back from break, let's dive into that. Sounds really good. All right.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Voices of Courage. Today, our show is about the courage to embrace the energetic codes of wellness. And I want to say this before I jump back in with Dr. Sue Mortar. There is an organization here in San Diego that I think you ought to know about. In fact, Dr. Sue Mortar and I were just talking about it before she came on the show. It's called Women's Wisdom. And if you're a women entrepreneur in the San Diego area, I encourage you to pay attention. The organization has been around since 1991. They are San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven women. And they have, quite frankly, a group of women there that support each other like probably no other group that I've ever seen. They do this thing called shout-outs. And I have to tell you, just about every woman in the group almost every month shouts out about the business they're doing with each other. It's a great group. They're friendly, they're conscious, and they're individuals that are givers. So I encourage you to check them out. womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends know about the show. This week, if you sign up for the Insiders group on voicesofcourage.us, the Insiders group, we're giving away the Release, Renew, Evolve book. It's a great way to start out your new year to clean out anything that's in your consciousness that's not supporting your highest and best self. So again, go to courage to change. I'm sorry, that's the wrong website. Go to voicesofcourage.us. Listen, if you want to get my book, though, go to couragetochange.us. It's a brand new book that I just launched, and it's called The Courage to Change Everything. By the way, most of us need to change at least one thing. When we change one thing, we change it all. Okay, back to my show with Dr. Sue Mortar. And Dr. Sue, we're talking about, is your life a reflection of your energy?
You bet your life is a reflection of your energy. So the whole idea is there is energy pouring down through your body constantly, and it hits the earth and it rises up. It's been stepped down for human consumption is what I call it. And that energy is rising up through you as an evolutionary impulse. And it's designed to be integrated all the way through various levels of consciousness as it rises and through the brain of the gut and the brain of the heart and to the brain in your head until those impressions formulate as words, ideas, etc. And it ultimately reflects a level of consciousness that we are able to master if there is integration in the system. If we're not integrated, if we're living in our heads and being reactive to life instead of trusting this inherent wisdom that we are as it rises, then we end up not living the life that we want. So what I'm doing is teaching people how to build the circuitry to perceive a greater sense of that wisdom that is rising. Because what happens is we then project a movie onto a movie screen, and we're walking through that movie as we live our lives. And science is showing us that this is exactly what we're doing. And so if we're not liking the life experience that we're having, and we're not abundant, or we're not healing, or we're not interacting in the ways that we would like to, there's a reason for that. And it's due to a lack of integration here. But we think that it's because the movie isn't the way that we want it to be, and the people and the places and the circumstances in it aren't delivering the perfect environment for us to flourish. And that's not true. So your life is a reflection of the energy that is moving through your system freely. If it's flowing, your life is flowing. If it's not happening in your body, it's not happening in your life. So healing is obviously part of that mix, but it's only a part. Also is abundance. Also is our ability to be in intimate, successful relationships, et cetera. So your entire life is a reflection of how the energy moves through your system or not.
So probably 2 decades ago, I learned how to meditate. And what I've realized is that everything, all the answers to everything I need come out of this superconscious mind, this superconscious state. And so I think a lot of us are moving into that place where we're tuning more and more into wisdom. We're tuning into our intuition. And the mind is kind of taking second place, right? First place is intuition, leading with that. Mind is second place. Let's talk about that a little bit. Living from the mind versus living from the essential self.
You bet. So our true self is the essential self. It is not the mind, and it is not governed by the mind. It is supposed to be, you know, Einstein said that we were given this beautiful gift of the intuitive and this rational mind to act as its loyal servant. And we've created a culture that honors the servant instead of the gift. Meaning, we have paid tribute to the thinking analytical mind, which operates in linearity and is not able to express the quantum self. It's not able to express the wholeness of our being. And so what we're learning to do when we meditate is to trance that thinking mind and slow it down so that the essential self can rise up and we can have an experience of ourselves beyond our limiting beliefs. So the be-all, end-all is the super consciousness. It's the higher self, the soulful self, the essential self, the true self. However you want to word it, that is who we truly are. And we have a mind and we have a body that are tools that we use that are different vibrational frequencies that we utilize to navigate our way through this physical environment, through this physical dimension, this realm that we are currently bringing our focus to. We're not human beings. We're just being human. And the whole idea is that we realize who we really are so that we can masterfully navigate this life on this plane of existence using tools that are really considered superpowers, if you will.
You know, it's kind of funny. Every major religion that I've ever studied all talks about that we're infinite beings, right? And yet we walk around in this human form pretending that we're something else. I find that quite interesting. So how do we move past the body-mind into the Well, let's just talk about the mind. How do we move past the mind to heal? Because we're all stuck in here.
Sure. So not only does every religion and deep indigenous culture speak of us as being more than just the mind, and that we are these eternal beings, actually quantum science is showing us this as well, that we're made of energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. So that's a scientific conversation. We're made of energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. And the spiritual conversation would be, we're eternal beings. So we're saying the same thing. And what quantum science is doing is blending these back together again. When we begin to accept and perceive who we really are, healing happens as a natural byproduct of that. When we are identified as the mind operates in limitation. It is only a part of who we are. If we think that we are the mind, we always have a sense of something's missing, something's broken, something's not right, there's something else I need to get, I need to acquire in order to feel okay. There's this constant unrest because the mind, if it's not tethered to the body and operated through conscious breath, the mind, body, and breath, or mind, body, and spirit, are not operating in unison. When that lack of unison is here, we end up feeling lack. And if we're identified as only a part of who we are, we're always going to feel that something's missing, which keeps us in a state of fight or flight, which keeps us out of a state of healing. So we have to get the mind and the body and the breath to work together. And that's what I wrote about in the book, is how to do that, how to get mind, body, breath unifying so that we're building the neurocircuitry to sustain ourselves identified as the essential self rather than just identified as the mind.
Awesome. I did want to put a picture up of the book, The Energy Codes. You can get it on Amazon, drsuemorter.com, I take it. Can you buy them there too? Or
yeah, you can buy them on my website, drsuemorter.com. You also get additional meditations and things like along that, some additional support materials. Inside the book, there are links that you can go to that teach you all kinds of ways to do many of the practices that I'm teaching, in fact, all of the practices that I'm teaching in there. It is definitely self-contained, self-healing manual about how to do the work that we're speaking about today. You can also go to Barnes & Noble. You can also go, it's published by Simon & Schuster, so it's also represented by Books A Million, and it's pretty much out there. It's not too hard to find.
That's great. I do have a question about the book. The best way to use it, the book, should I look for a certain section to start? Do I start in the beginning? Do I just tune in and say, aha, a new way of being an energy codes program and start there? How do I use the book?
Yeah, great question. So the first, it's in three sections. The first section is giving you user-friendly science behind all of it. So there's some quantum science, some epigenetics, teaching you how that we change our own DNA, and our DNA has an effect on our reality, on our physical world, and so that we are actually operating as creators here. But it makes it, you know, fun to read about. It's not a dry science kind of book. It's all based in stories and my experience as well. The middle section of the book is all about how-to practices that will allow you to start feeling these responses immediately, how to activate the healer within that you truly are. And then the third section is really just showing you some daily practices. Once you learn what you learn the techniques to do, it puts them together for you in a practice that so that you know that you're doing these things in an effective manner that will change your life. And then the last chapter is just facilitating the visioning process for everyone's future, for a life and a community that is operating this way so that we can have influence in our relationships and our family dynamics and our local communities and in a global sense, what it is that we're able to do once we recognize the truth of who we are.
Got to recognize the truth of who we are. Okay. So just to kind of wrap up this segment a little bit, key point or key strategy or key thought that people really need to do to really start this healing process. I mean, maybe it's buying the book. I think that's probably a good place to start. But yeah. What would you say, Dr.
Well, that's Subhan? Definitely a good place to start. And in the meantime, while the book's being delivered, actually, you can get an Audible book downloaded instantly and digital books. But what I would suggest is that everyone realize that we are used to living in our heads, and you cannot heal from your head. You have to drop into your feeling self, into the feeling body, in order to heal. To feel it is to heal it, in a sense that when we come present to the energetics of whatever emotional states that we are in, and we learn how to metabolize that energy and use it to our advantage instead of trying to avoid it or thwart it off or get rid of something, we start to cultivate our own wisdom as true healers. And as we do that experientially, right away in the book, you will find some practices to anchor yourself in the body so that you don't just keep rising back up and living in your head and trying to think your way through life. There is so much more to you than that. So breathing in your belly, anchoring yourself in your body are some essential ingredients to get started. And you will feel a healing process begin in your body instantly as soon as you move into it. It's like we built this beautiful house and we're living on the front porch. We're not even moving in.
I love that. That's fine. Okay, well, listen, I gotta take a break. And when we come back, I want to introduce Sam Leibowitz to this conversation. And we're going to talk further about how to heal your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit. This is a great show today. I'm loving it. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life, a time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down, a time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at CourageToChange.us/invite, CourageToChange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at CourageToChange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Ken Foster here, your host for Voices of Courage. I have a question for you. Are you an author or a would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, people like Marcy Shymoff, who sold 16 million books, Robert Allen, who sold probably close to the same, and some of my book marketing strategists are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status at no cost to you. You can learn from the experts, the formulas that I use, and the simple steps to make your book a bestseller. If you'd like to find out more about that, I encourage you to go to CourageToChange.us/invite. That's CourageToChange.us/invite. And come and join the hundreds of people that have already joined. If you're an author, I want you to get, you know, I'm looking for conscious authors. If you're a conscious author, I want to get your message in the world because we need tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of us. It's a bottom-up movement, right? We've got to change consciousness, but you got to get your message out in the world. So I hope you'll join us. All righty. I am so excited to introduce my next guest. Sam Leibowitz is known as the Conscious Consultant. He's a mentor, a coach, speaker, healer, and serial entrepreneur. He's been in business since 1993. He's owned several successful businesses. Right now, he's got a great radio network. It's called Talking Alternative Broadcasting. He's on. He's in over 100 countries worldwide. And as I mentioned earlier, we have joined his affiliate network. So you want to check out talkradio.nyc, talkradio.nyc. Hey, I'm giving you a commercial before you even come on, Sam. It's good to have you, man.
Thank you so much, Ken. Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And I'm thrilled to be on the show with Dr. Sue Mortar. I didn't realize she'd be on. I love her work. And really, I appreciate you having me on the show, Ken.
Oh, are you kidding? You know, you and I, when we met, we had that instant old soul connection, and I felt it. And I went, man, we're going to do some great, great things. So listen, how did you get on the path to being a conscious consultant?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was kind of on a very spiritual path early in life, and the group of friends that I was involved with, we were very immature. And things kind of went in a very bad way. And I kind of walked away from the whole thing, feeling like the whole rug got pulled out from underneath me. I didn't know what to believe in anymore. And so for many years, I was kind of drifting. I was just focusing on just making money and being an entrepreneur. And then slowly but surely, I like to say the universe has a way of like nudging you in the direction that you're supposed to go. And so I started getting back into personal development, which led me back into going to some healing workshops. And I started taking these healing workshops, not because I ever in a million years thought I would be a healer. I was taking them just for my own healing. Until there was that one workshop where you're working with a partner and you help them to release some like lifelong condition, and you like the light bulb goes off. And you're like, oh my God, like this isn't just for me. Like I can use this to help other people, but it's like, I'm an entrepreneur. What do you do with this? And I was kind of a business consultant at the time. So I felt, well, I'm still kind of a consultant. I'm just consulting in a different manner, in a different way. And that's when the Conscious Consultant was born, which was about 12, 13 years ago now.
That's funny. I'm wondering if you're a lot like me, because I lead with business. That's my background, is an entrepreneur, and worked in corporate America as a stockbroker, security principal, arbitrator for NASD for many years, and you know, ran a couple $100 million organization that I started from scratch. So, you know, that's my background. But what I find is anybody, doesn't matter who you are, when you come into this work, when they come in to work with me or you, Sam, whether a business owner or entrepreneur, their whole life is what matters, right? You can't just focus on business and expect your business to grow. That's what I found. You got to heal the stuff inside your head.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because the same energetic patterns that show up in our business or our career, the same energetic patterns that show up in our relationships, in our family life, in our friendships. So, you know, we're holistic beings. You can't just look at one piece.
Okay. No, you can't. So why is it important for you to help others become more conscious?
I actually do this all for a very, very selfish reason. I want to be very upfront about this, because I want to create a more conscious world to live in, because that's the kind of world that I want. I think like most people, when I was a kid, I was bullied, I was picked on, and I just didn't like it. And I, instead of becoming very bitter, I just have, and especially at this point in my life, turned around and said, you know what? As Gandhi says, be the change you want to see in the world. So I want to help facilitate that change.
Okay, so what does that even look like? What does it mean to be more conscious in business or in your relationships or in your careers? What is that? What's that for you? How do you define that?
Well, it's about awareness. It's about being more present, as Dr. Sue was talking about before, being more present to like what's right in front of us, but also being more present to what's inside of us. And I've studied some indigenous practices in different cultures, and even in a Western sense, there are still certain archetypes, there's still certain things, and I kind of see the world, most people talk about mind, body, spirit. I actually believe in mind, body, heart, and spirit, and it representative by the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. And it's very easy when you kind of use this as just a filter of how we look at where we're at in our life in certain directions, we can see, you know, fire is mind. Are we being too much in our mind? Or water is our heart. Are we being too emotional, too much in our heart? Are we too much in earth, which means we're stuck in the physical side of things? Or are we too much in spirit, where we're off floating and we're not taking care of the practical, grounded, day-to-day stuff? And you can see it in people in every aspect of their life.
That's really good. And so when somebody comes to you, Sam, and they're a business owner, and I take it you don't just jump in and start talking about the heart and talking about the four elements of healing. How do they generally work with you?
Well, you know, everybody comes to me because they're looking for something. They have some challenge in life, whether it's in their business, career, decisions to make, their relationships. And so I usually start with just kind of asking a bunch of questions and just getting them to think about, you know, if they're having a problem, let's say, with their business partner, that feeling of when they have an argument with them, where has that shown up before in their life? And just get them trying to see the patterns. I'm all about trying to discover those energetic patterns, because once we see those patterns, then we're more conscious of them, then we can actually take action to shift and change them. But if we stay unaware of these patterns, they're just going to keep running us.
I really love that. In fact, I'm going to bring Dr. Sue Mortar back into the conversation in our next segment around that, because I think those patterns, a lot of people have a hard time seeing their own patterns. I want to talk a little bit more about that. Sam, before I do that, though, I've got a little over a minute here before we take a break. How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy to find me. My website is theconsciousconsultant.com, all one word, www.theconsciousconsultant.com. You can find my weekly live podcast on talkradio.nyc. And I'm actually offering a free meditation for anyone who wants it. And you'll find that at gift.theconsciousconsultant.com.
Okay, great. All right, well, listen, I'm gonna take a quick break here. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Sue and Sam a couple questions that they're probably not prepared to answer. But I want to get the most from them so that you can change your consciousness, change how you see energetic healing take place in your being. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Okay, welcome back to Voices of Courage. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster, and today our show is all about Energetic Codes of Wellness. And you're going, what the heck is that? Well, you got to listen to the segments that we just did. But right now, in this last segment, we're going to talk with Dr. Sue Mortar, who's an international speaker, master of biogenics medicine, and a national best-selling author. We also have on show with us today is Sam Leibowitz, and Sam hosts a radio show network of over 100 countries around the world, and he's a conscious consultant. Works with business owners and entrepreneurs to help them become conscious and take their business and lives to a completely new level. Okay, both of you, I love the fact that I've got the two masters and of healing on my show today. So, Dr. Sue, I'm going to start out with you. If you knew what the essence of healing is about, what would you say that is?
Beautiful. So, thank you, Ken. And also, nice to be here with you, Sam. I completely agree with what you're saying. It's a great delight to be connected in this wonderful conversation. And I also would concur that the heart has to be an integral mix, and it actually can contribute, Ken, to answering this question. As Sam was saying, it's about mind, body, heart, and spirit. The nature of our true self is love. We are pure awareness. And when you start compressing the light of awareness, just pure light, pure energy beings, you start compressing it, eventually we get physical matter. That's a law of physics, that physical matter is just compressed energy. And the highest frequency version of energy is light, and that is us. We are pure awareness. And as you start compressing it, the very first vibration that you get is the vibrational frequency that we call love. So the essence of love is an essential ingredient for healing to occur, for healing to happen, to actually happen in the body. It has to be this breath of loving presence, or, you know, we are spirit in the body, we are breath in the body. And when the presence of love is here, healing happens. Love is a magnetic quality. Thinking is an electric quality. We are electromagnetic beings made of heart and awareness, heart and mind. And so we want to merge these qualities together for wholeness. When wholeness is allowed, healing happens as a byproduct of that. So I don't encourage people to focus on healing. I encourage them to focus on accessing and enhancing their awareness of their wholeness. When they do, healing happens as a natural byproduct of that.
I love that. I love that. That's powerful. So, Sam, I have a question for you. So, Dr. Sue said to bring in the heart, you know, and the mind together, combine them, and create environments to heal. I'm just paraphrasing it, so that natural healing can take place. Sam, when we combine, you know, everybody's chasing love. They're chasing happiness. They're chasing bliss. They're wanting to feel better about themselves. What's the one thought or belief that probably keeps people stuck from being able to experience their whole self?
Interestingly, it also relates to the exact same question you asked Dr. Sue Mortar, is it's that feeling that there's something wrong with us and we need to be fixed. We don't need to be fixed. We are perfect exactly the way we are, even if we're experiencing things we don't want to experience. And even when we're experiencing disease, failure, all kinds of problems, there is something to learn there. There is a beautiful lesson there that if we allow ourselves to be open to it, we'll take care of everything. But
I agree with you, Sam, and I totally get that. But I think there's listeners on the line that are very skeptical of that because they've heard that before. I'm perfect the way I am. Dr. Sue, can you elaborate on that and maybe come at that in a different way so that, you know, that skeptical mind can like stop?
Yeah. So people immediately start to say, well, I'm not perfect the way I am. I'm angry all the time. I've got all these grudges. I don't have any energy. I'm not loving myself. There's all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, I get it, Sam, you know, like we get that what people need to do is to embrace that. And I want to just throw some science in here to say why that's valuable is we are a full spectrum being. We are high frequency energy and we are low frequency energy and we're everything in between. We're full keyboard. We're not just one octave on the keyboard of the piano, if you think of it that way. So when we embrace our grudges, when we embrace the anger that's inside, when we embrace the fear, what we do is we start to embody those energies and integrate them in so that they can be used for a higher purpose. And actually healing happens as a byproduct of that. So we're raised in a culture that tries to get rid of the things that we don't like. And what we're saying in the quantum field now is that that's not going to get it. To be a whole being, you can't get rid of a part of you. You have to embrace all of the parts of you. So this is where love comes into the mix. So I love, I can be compassionate and I can love the fact that I'm angry. It's, if I'm angry in this moment, I'm supposed to be angry in this moment. How do I know? Because I'm angry in this moment. So embrace the anger, just be responsible with it. When you embrace it, you start to burn it up and it starts to integrate and be contributing to something bigger than itself.
Okay. So Sam, my business partner just came at me with telling me that we don't have enough money in the bank, and there should have been the money, but it's not there. And now I'm angry at him because he's the operations manager. He should have let me know this. How do I, you know, is that anger in me? Is that something I need to transform, transition, look at, be with, embrace? What is that about?
Embrace and use it. There's a lot of power in anger. You know, in this culture, we tend to be, oh, anger's bad. You got to shy away from anger. No, there's a lot of power in anger, and there's a big lesson in there. If the that person coming to you, telling you this triggers you in that way, that's where our own personal work is. You know, why are we so angry? Is it because we relied on them so much that we didn't pay attention to things ourselves, so it's such a surprise? Is it, you know, are they triggering us because somebody else long time ago did the exact same thing to us? That anger is gold, because that shows us where the deep internal work is. And when we focus on that and we look at what's the lesson in here, how can I use this instead of, oh, I'm a victim? No, we're a co-creator in this. You know, how can we use this to help ourselves? Maybe then it's like, okay, let's get creative. What do we need to do? Focus on the solution, not the problem.
I love it.
Sometimes new things show up that take us far beyond where we are in the moment.
Perfect. Perfect answer. So back to Dr. Sue. Okay. We're talking about healing. We're talking about healing mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. What do you want to say? Final thoughts around helping people to heal their bodies, their minds, and their spirits. Final thoughts on that, Dr. Sue.
Yeah, so there's nothing broken. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing missing. We are whole and complete. We just don't have the circuitry in place to perceive our wholeness, because we've been identified as only a part of who we are. We think we are our minds, and we're not. We're supposed to peel away from that and recognize the truth of who we are and use the mind to serve us instead of it controlling us. So we have to put it in a different role. We don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We just have to give it a different assignment, give it something more productive to do. So that's what great. I'm teaching people how to do in the book.
Okay, Dr. Sue Mortar, the book is The Energy Coach. You can get it on Amazon and you can get it at drsuemortar.com. Sam, last thought for you. Same question, man. What is it? What is that? The essence of healing? What is it that people need to do? What's their first steps around this, in your point of view?
I kind of feel like it's about acceptance. It's about accepting ourselves the way we are. It doesn't mean we have to stay this way. We never stay this way. We're constantly growing and changing. And it's learning to dance between those different sides of ourselves. Because sometimes we do need to use our mind to figure things out, but not when we're trying to develop a relationship. That's when we need heart. And sometimes we need to pay attention to details and be very grounded. But then other times we need to be inspired and we need to meditate and find beauty in nature. So it's learning to dance between all these different sides of ourselves. And when we recognize that we do have access to all of this, we become much more empowered and feel like, you know what, we can handle whatever life throws at us.
Okay, listen, I got to run. Sam, give us the website that people can get in touch with you at.
One more time, it's theconsciousconsultant.com. That's singular, theconsciousconsultant.com.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, if you've enjoyed this show, I hope you'll go to voicesofcourage.us and become an insider in the show. And until next week, have a blessed life. I'm so happy that we had these guests today. I hope that's inspired you. By the way, leave us a comment on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Let us know how we're doing. And have a blessed week. Okay, take care.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.